All right, I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Troy Larson. And coach, talk to us a little bit about, you know, just the grind of the season that you guys went through with COVID and all the protocols, you know, and the different nature of the season with not starting games till January 20th. I mean, your team battled and really are playing their best basketball right now. But talk to us a little bit about, you know, the season and how things went for you guys.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, Ashley. It was definitely an interesting year. You know, COVID has definitely affected everything, you know, from fan attendance to, you know, timing of the season. I mean, we're sitting here April 16th and we're still having basketball practices and preparing for the national tournament. And don't get me wrong, I love it. It's awesome to have this long of a season, to be around our guys for this long. And it's been a lot of fun seeing their improvement. But yeah, the league was really good this year. You know, we had 22 league games, 11 home and 11 true road games, you know, and we felt pretty blessed to make it through our road schedule at I think we were 7-4, you know, but we were only 8-3 at home, you know, so we lost three games at home, which is three too many. So if we could have taken care of business at home, I think we could have won the regular season as well. But it was the way it was, but it was difficult. I mean, it was really hard. It was taxing on our guys. It was a lot of work on our coaches, but it was also kind of what college basketball should be, playing everybody twice and playing the Division Ones, which I think we were 6-2 against. You know, Hill swept us and we swept every other Division One opponent. So but playing everybody, you know, home and away, having to travel. I mean, it's not like high school basketball where you got a little 20-minute drive or half an hour drive. I mean, you know, you know that as much as anybody, Ashley. I mean, we travel our closest trips 2 hours away. You know what I mean? So just how taxing it was on our bodies and on our, you know, everything about it. But I think because of that, we're better and we're ready to go and we're really looking forward to the national tournament.
Absolutely. And talk to us, you know, you've had some, I mean, really overall team performance, but wanted to touch on, you know, some of your players that have really been stepping up in this, you know, all season and postseason, you know, Xavier Jones, Dylan Carlson, you know, Kevin Cook, Ryan Hall, just to name a few. Just talk to us a little bit about their performance, their leadership and their prep that's allowed you guys to really play at a high level.
Sure. You know, we joke around as a men's basketball coaching staff, you know, if you're going to win big and important games, your best players have to play really well, you know, and we were blessed, you know, once we got to the regional tournament that our best players have been playing really well. But like you said, it's a big time. It's a compliment to them and it's a tribute to the amount of time and work and effort that they've put into this thing. They've done a great job being gym rats, getting in the gym, working hard. But you're right. I mean, and it starts with our returning sophomores, you know, Kevin Cook, Dylan Carlson. Those two guys have provided great leadership the whole year. It's been really nice, a blessing to have Keyshawn Pekees back in the mix. You know, he's starting to come and we're anxious to see what he can do at the national tournament. But it's a lot of fun with those three guys and Dylan's been, you know, it's just fun to see him mature and develop as players. You know, last year Dylan was a spot player off the bench that just his role was catch and shoot it. Well, this year he's catching and shooting at a really high level, but now he can also stick the ball on the floor, and he's probably developed into one of our best perimeter defenders. You know, Kevin Cook last year had, and he's been struggling probably the last four or five games, but up until then, he was as consistent as a player as we've had, you know, so it's fun to see. And last year he was wildly inconsistent, so it's just fun to see guys mature. And you're right, Xavier Jones, a Northern Michigan transfer, has had a wonderful year for us. I mean, he was first team all region. He was runner up for MVP of the league. You know, he's just a complete player. You know, and then Ryan Hall, what more can you say about him? You know, MVP of the regional tournament, makes and takes big shots. You know, and then Caleb Johnson, our starting point guard. I mean, all those guys have had wonderful years. And I tell you, you know, Ryan Hall, Caleb Johnson, Dylan Carlson, Xavier Jones, those four guys, the chemistry that they have on the floor, and they all know how to play. They're all smart. They're all unselfish. They can all score it. It's just a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to coach.
Absolutely. And a couple more questions for you, Coach, but just talk to us a little bit, you know, what do you like about this year's team? And when did you kind of sense that this team had a chance to be special?
Well, you never know 100%. You know, I think some of the really good characteristics of this team is one, they truly enjoy being around one another. You know, they really do. And I think that's important. You know, it doesn't necessarily dictate success, but it sure makes a heck of a lot more fun to be around. That's been one. Secondly, they all love basketball. You know, we've had, I joke around, I had to kick them out of practice probably with about 10 days left in our season. And that was really the only time that I remember them. And again, we did five or six scrimmages before Christmas. We started practice on October 1st. We're doing small group workouts in September. You know, so we've been going 8.5 months, right? And that was the only day, and that, again, that happened with about 10 days left in the season. That was the only day in which I felt they didn't want to be in the gym. You know what I mean? So you talk about a group that loves to play the sport, loves to be around it. I mean, that's awesome stuff, right? So I think their togetherness, I think the fact that they love the game, and then finally, they just love to compete. You know, we have a really, really competitive group, and they don't like to lose. And so they were willing to allow us to coach them hard. They were willing to sacrifice for the good of the whole. They were willing to play hard, to play in the manner in which we demanded them. And all that stuff's a lot of fun when a team has that sort of commitment to the greater good. And this team definitely has that.
Well, this is your second time of taking a team to the national tournament. You know, you took your team back in 2012-2013 season. How's it feel to be going back, and any comparisons to the first time?
Well, you hope you learn. I mean, when we went the first time, I feel like we kind of rushed it. So we're actually, you know, with us not playing till Wednesday, we're still going on Sunday, which gives us a little more time to get situated. We have some practice time set up, some shoot around time. So we're just gonna make sure we're rested, and it felt like the first time we went out there, we were a little bit rushed the whole time, you know. So we're gonna definitely kind of take a little bit different approach to get our feet wet and to really settle in and make it a routine and come up with a really good routine. So that's something we learned, and you know, it's awesome to see the pure joy between your staff, your team, the support staff, others at Iowa Lakes when you're able to accomplish a goal like this, you know, to make it to nationals again. So it's just a lot of joy. You know, for me as a head coach, it doesn't, you know, don't get me wrong, it's awesome and I'd love to do it every year, but it's more just, I want to do it because I want our new players to have that experience. You know, we've been, you know, it's been a while, 8 years since we went, but we've also, I think, you know, two times been beaten in regional finals during that time, and a third year got upset at home when we were the 2 seed, and then the team that upset us went, you know what I mean? So we've had 3 or 4 other really good opportunities to get there, and unfortunately we just weren't able to. So you feel great satisfaction, and then you're just really happy for your guys to be able to experience it.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, best of luck at the national tournament, and we'll look forward to following the Lakers.
Thank you, Ashley. Really appreciate it.